We have all gathered here at the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada and the Panchatattva to increase our devotion for them and for Lord Krishna, in particular in the form of the holy name. It's a very special opportunity that we have. Just from your words of introduction, I could understand how serious all of you are. And we really should take full advantage. New Vrindavan itself is a special place, a holy dham, like Sri Vrindavan Dham. And just being here itself is elevating to the consciousness. Furthermore, we are here on a retreat away from the environment that we usually inhabit and away from the demands that usually press upon our time and energy. And we want to be in that eternal realm where it's just us and the holy name and the other chanters. Fortunately, there's in the cabins, there's no telephones, no cell phone reception, no internet connection. So the universe, what did they say? The universe is friendly, or what was that? The universe is friendly. No cell phones, no landlines, no internet connection. And we should, you know, as far as possible, avoid the use of such facilities as far as possible and be in the present or be in the eternal realm of Krishna consciousness. The association of the devotees who've gathered for the same purpose is very powerful. Even in the Sunday morning programs at Hariyashva Prabhu Center in Philadelphia, even though it's only for a few hours, but just being with devotees with the exclusive purpose of chanting the holy name with attention, deepening their relationship with the holy name, creates a very powerful environment. And so we have the same opportunity now, but expanded over 5 or 6 days. People here, some of the people here have attended level one retreats, or at least japa weekend. And there will be some repetition of the concepts that you heard before. But the subject is ever fresh. It's Krishna, so it's ever fresh. Sometimes Srila Prabhupada would read his own books. Once he asked Shruti Kirti Prabhu, who was his personal servant, is there any other author who reads his own books? Usually they write their books, you know, send it to the publisher or printer, and then they never look at it again, and they go on to the next book. But Srila Prabhupada read his own books because they weren't his books. They were Krishna's books, and they were ever fresh. And every topic on the schedule will be taught in a slightly different way, even if the same person is teaching it. So it will be new. But at the same time, even if we hear the same thing again, we can experience it in a different way or on a deeper level. I remember the last retreat, Yogi Purush Prabhu said something that I'd heard so many times before, but somehow either the way he said it the last time or the mood in which I received it, it just went much deeper. And I thought, oh, that's what that means. So we should be very open. You know, we should listen with open ears and open hearts. For Krishna, we should be ready to receive Krishna in the form of transcendental sound, the holy name, as well as the instructions about the holy name. And Srila Prabhupada said repetition is necessary for proper understanding. Of course, in English writing, they say you shouldn't repeat yourself, but we do repeat ourselves. Srila Prabhupada said, it is not enough to say once in one purport that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We will say in every purport that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So we need to hear to remind ourselves, but also to understand better and to allow the instructions to enter deeper. The effect of the retreats are powerful, and we want to keep them with us. Take home with us what we learn at the retreat. But at the same time, we also want to renew the experience. As Karnamrita Prabhu said, a retreat is not something that you graduate from. It's sort of like a spiritual holiday for us. We leave aside our work and other obligations and responsibilities and indulge ourselves in Harinam. And it's something we want to do again and again. in the material world, if you were to say to someone, say you're an employer, if you were to say to one of your employees, you took a holiday last year. You've already done that once. You don't really need to do that again, do you? No. I want my holidays. I get a holiday every year. So it's like that. It's not like, oh, I did it once. I went on a retreat. No, this is our holiday, best holiday. I want to do it every year or as often as possible. It's the best holiday, the spiritual holiday. And for those who just completed level one, it's an opportunity to carry forward on what you've already experienced and learned, and just carry the same momentum forward with even more impetus from the facilitators and other devotees. So it really is a blessed opportunity, and it's really a matter of letting go, just letting go of everything else. Krishna is the property of those who have no other possessions. Of course, we don't really possess anything, but we have the false mentality that we do. So we want to let go of everything else. Just stand alone with Krishna, the holy name, with the association of the other chanters, and nothing else. Someone today gave the example that sometimes you're listening to the radio and there's like a lot of static on the air, and so you're trying to listen to the sound, but there's just so much static, so much disturbance. So we're trying to chant the holy name, but there's so much disturbance in our minds, we're not able to really hear the holy name. So you want to get fine-tuned, so we're right on the band and we're not having these disturbing vibrations interfering with the sound that we want to hear. And yes, we have responsibilities in normal course, we have obligations, but we've been given this special opportunity to come here. I'm sure that we have friends, family, employers, employees, co-workers, fellow devotees. They've all given us permission to come. We're here with their blessings. They've given us permission to leave everything aside for this special time. So we should leave it aside. We shouldn't carry unnecessary burdens. And be happy in Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.